WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You still got time to call us today at 888-RADIO-30. Okay, that number is also 888-723-4630. You know, Lee, I'm looking at Africa Direct, Elizabeth Bennett's site, and it always gets... I mean, I got to buy stuff.
You know, I'll tell you, Griff, the entrepreneurial part of me is just, my heart's going pity-pat, because here's a woman who's found a niche big time for herself.
Yeah, that's all.
She sells, okay? Even to the point of going to Africa and living there for a year. And listen, every time she goes on a shopping trip, she gets to deduct it.
That's right.
Love it. I love the lifestyle. And she's got beautiful things up here.
If you want to get a great example of the best in product photography alone, look at her pictures. They're incredible. Again, the user ID is Africa Direct. I dare you to not see something you don't want to buy from her inventory.
Gosh, we have had so many good sellers on today.
Haven't we? Yeah.
And you know what? Guess who's on the phone?
Who?
An old friend.
Who?
Bobby in the Villages Bar to Seacoast Bargains. Bobby.
We never hear from Bobby anymore.
Hi, Bobby. How you doing?
Hi, Griff and Lee. Hey, listen, I never miss a show. It's in the archive, but I never miss a show. I'm with you in spirit.
Yay.
Thank you.
But I have a question. It's a glitch that I've found. I wish the Bug Hunter was here.
Well, I can get him. I can get him.
Oh, good. And I'm wondering if anyone else is finding this. It's happened multiple times. I always put a note under my inventory so that I can tell where I have it in the house. And what's happening is if I make an international sale, eBay erases my note, and they put their, it says my note, but it says international sale, so I don't know where it is anymore.
Yeah, I hate that. So it does happen. I don't know if it's something that we can change, but I've been recommending people not use the note field for that inventory placement. There's the custom label field, and if you're not using that already, that's a great place to put the information.
Okay.
How do I get there, Griff? Well, if you're looking on a My eBay page, right? So say you're in My eBay and you're looking at your active view. So this isn't on your item form. It only shows up on My eBay. Go to your active view, and if you're looking at the columns across, one of them should be custom label. If it's not showing up, click on the customize link in the right-hand corner and check the box for custom label so it shows up as one of your columns. And then when it shows up, all you do is click the field for each item and you can change it. So I have a bin system for all of my shirts, and I'm up to bin 15 now. And I put the bin number where the shirt is located. That custom label doesn't go away. I hate it when they take the note field off because you know, I hate it when your father does this. It's like I don't work for eBay when I say this. I hate it when we do that because I also use the note field for my inventory purchase date and the cost. So for my international sales, that information disappears. I've ended up keeping it somewhere else just in case. But yeah, I don't like that we do that. I want us to stop. So I've asked them to take a look at that. But in the meantime, if you're using it in a way that's really important and you don't want that information to disappear, start using the location, the custom label to indicate where the item is.
Okay, I'm going to start doing that now. In fact, I just, while you were talking, changed it to add the custom label field so when I sell something, I can go right to it.
So, Bobby, you moved
Thank
to Florida.
You
moved to Florida. And for a while,
yes.
And for a while, we thought you weren't going to do eBay again for some reason.
And no, I'm right back in it. And
you formed
I'm
a group,
selling, working full time, selling eBay.
Oh, that's great!
And you made a group there.
And yes, we have a Villages eBay group, and we've had Griff there virtually and other guests. And Florida's a wonderful place to live. It's nice to be warm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I know.
I know that.
And crocodile alligators.
Plenty of inventory down here. Plenty of thrift shops, plenty of yard sales, and plenty of estate sales.
So Bobby is known as Seacoast Bargains on eBay. I'm going to go there right now. What are you selling lately?
Actually, it's Seacoast Bargain, just singular.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I'm selling a lot of collectibles, a lot of thrifted, and actually a lot of clothing. Clothing sells very cheaply down here. And guess what sells the best down here? Sweaters, ski outfits, things that people don't normally wear in Florida. But they obviously sell everywhere in the world. So I have more than I could ever buy of inventory here. And clothing is one of my main inventory staples right now.
Yeah, there's all those people that, you know, they grow old and they retire in Florida, and then you know what happens next eventually. And, of course, those estates get broken up and sent off to thrift stores.
Absolutely, and we're one of the biggest golfing areas, and it's free golf where I live. There's, I don't know, hundreds of golf courses, so, of course, people buy a lot of golf clothes, and that's also what I sell.
Well, here's a Nick and Nora women's snow globe. U.S. States, PJ, pajama set, pants, shirt, blue flannel. Griff, that's a bunch of keywords.
That is a bunch of keywords.
We like that.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not dishing your listing, Bobby. I'm just looking.
Oh, not much.
Go ahead. I welcome it.
I'm just looking. Free shipping. Okay. New without tags.
Absolutely.
Free shipping. Pictures are great. Love the description. Short, to the point, you can read it well. Griff, I give her a 5.0.
Oh, absolutely 5.0.
Yay!
Yeah. It's Bobby. She's
Thank
a 5.0 seller. What's the surprise
There's
here?
No question.
No question at all.
I was hoping to find some little glitch that, you know, but yeah, no.
Well, the only thing I don't like is the doorknob in my picture. That would give me a little bit of a deficit, but.
Well, you're always opening doors. Think of it that way.
There we go.
Thank you, Bobby. Always great to hear your voice. Call more often, would you?
Okay, yeah. I sure will try.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
We miss Bobby.
Bye-bye. Yeah, you know, she moved out there to Florida, and for a while, she wasn't selling on eBay, I don't think.
I think, well, it's a move is one of the most traumatic things
Absolutely,
you can do.
It's
life, it consumes everything.
It's on the top 5 list of traumatic experiences.
So let's see, one of them is
death,
divorce.
The family. Divorce.
Suspension from eBay.
Oh, is that one of
That's
them?
That's a big one now.
Moving. It's the number 5. And number 4, I forgot what that is.
Bad dinner
probably
at a restaurant.
Probably an illness.
Cancer.
Something like that.
I think cancer
does
it. Yeah.
Probably. I don't know.
Welcome to your Oy Vey, do I have a story to tell you? Radio show.
Did you see Larry doing the... Yeah, you did. We talked
Larry
about it.
David Bernie doing Bernie Sanders.
Oh, my God.
He was brilliant.
How funny is that?
If you haven't seen it, and if you're not a fan, that you should at least check out Hulu and watch last week's episode of Saturday Night Live. It has a lot of gems in it. A few touching moments.
Yeah.
Tracy Jordan making a reappearance after his accident a year ago where he almost died. And I think he's pretty funny on the show. And they do a whole 30 Rock takeoff, which was actually quite touching. It was really cute.
And the part where the guy did Sanders, though, was to me the best part of the whole evening. It was very funny.
Well, because he sounds like him.
I know.
Larry David can sound
even
like
Even looks
Bernie.
Like
right.
him.
Right.
It was.
I've only got one pair of underwear.
These other guys,
these are the
one presenters, they got
three, four pairs of underwear. I've got one pair, and I don't have a dryer. I have to put it on the radiator.
It was a very funny bit.
It was very cute.
Hey, listen, you know, we've had some really good guests on the show today, Griff.
We have.
And we're always looking for good guests. And if you think we just end up calling people, a lot of these people send us ideas.
They do.
To be on the show. And we're looking for that. So if you've got something informative or enlightening or educational to share with the eBay Radio audience, please apply to come be our guest. All you have to do is go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then click on the tab that says Be a Guest, and fill out the application, and we'll get back to you ASAP. You know, Griff, some people think if they ask us to be on the show that somehow it's beneath them, that they're afraid that they're coming off as something they don't want.
Really?
But let me tell you that in my 50 years in radio, all the important guests, all the important guests send in something to us saying, I'd like to talk about these. I have 5 tips for how to mail a mug, or I have 5 tips on how to do inventory, or I have 10 ways to do something. We love this. Please do it. Go to ebayradio.com. Click on the big blue archives on demand button, then click on the tab that says be a guest and fill out the application.
And be our guest, just like that movie that Disney did. What was it called? Something about the Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
Right.
Which you could say we are.
Yeah. Oh, you go too far.
So in the next segment, I'm going to be reading the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar.
Yes.
And that is located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. Again, you go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then find the Seller Events Calendar under Seller Resources. If you click on the event's name, you get a pop-up window with all the information, including a link to the event page.
A link.
Yeah, and if you've got a seller event you'd like us to add to the calendar, click on Submit a Seller Event. That's in the right hand. It's the one farther to the right on the top of the archive page. Submit a Seller Event is what it says. Then just fill out the web form and send it to us, and we'll put you in our calendar. And it's for live events. You know, events, it's not for webinars. It's for events where people actually have to get in their car or on a plane or something.
And drive.
And drive, right, exactly. Right.
This open phone segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Coming up next, today's final segment of eBay Radio. Don't miss it. You're listening to eBay Radio.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
Mark and Robin Levine of BubbleFest say that seller networking has been key to their success. They've attended the eBay Radio Party and Conference, eBay on Location, and more seller meetup groups around the country. Now, they would like to give back. Specifically, Mark and Robin will sponsor any new or existing online sellers meetup group up to $75 per year throughout 2013 and 14. Email Mark at BubbleFest.com. For more information.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 342.
Have you given any thought to your eBay future? Cindy Sorley has. She's known on eBay as top-rated seller Bubba Can Dance. She says, keep an eye on what's trending.
People jump on the bandwagon. I call trending almost a fad. You know, people've got to have that item. So if there's a chance that that item might be available, think about investing in it, but not to where it's so flooded the market. But the same thing with keeping up on yourselves. If you see you're low on inventory, reorder more. If you know your market and you know your market is not good, say, for example, you're selling sewing patterns and they're just not selling well. Get rid of them, lock them, and go find something new to learn.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
more of eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's closing segment is brought to you by Roadie, the world's first neighbor-to-neighbor shipping network. Well, Lee, it's that time.
It is. And Griff, I've got a couple of items I'd like to discuss before I read the event calendar.
Well, okay.
Somebody just came out with new guidelines for women having mammographies.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I'm against it. And I want to tell you why. Everyone listening right now knows me. I had breast cancer in my 30s. Now they're saying that you shouldn't have it until you're later in life.
Oh.
Our friend Nay, you know, with Jay and Nay.
Yes, yes.
She's in her 30s. She has breast cancer.
Oh, no.
So I don't like it. And I just wanted to mention that women do get breast cancer in their 20s and 30s.
Yes, they do.
And so I think they need to reconnoiter a little bit there. And also in other women's news, just in time for National Women's Small Business Month.
Yes, that's coming up.
Three Canadian women entrepreneurs have made eBay history by sweeping all three categories of eBay Canada's 11th Annual Entrepreneur of the Year Awards.
Well, that's fantastic.
Christine DeLauriers and Kimberly Watherspoon of Nova Scotia and Vanessa Zabo of British Columbia won this year's Entrepreneur of the Year, Exporter of the Year, and Made in Canada Entrepreneur titles, respectively.
Well, wonderful.
Nearly 150 eBay sellers entered this year's competition. eBay cited research by Dell that showed Canada is one of the top three countries for female entrepreneurship. It says there's still opportunity for improvement.
I wonder why that is.
I don't know.
Why Canada? I mean, not that. I mean,
that would make a great T-shirt.
Why Canada?
Why Canada? You know.
I'm glad. I'm definitely glad.
Yeah, it's the first time it's ever happened.
It's curious.
So, you know.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. Well, Griff, the Bay Area eBay and e-commerce sellers meetup is happening tonight.
I know. I'm going to miss it.
And you know what they're talking about? You really should be there.
Me?
Yeah, new eBay seller hub.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to talk
out,
about.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. The location is eBay Incorporated, 2065 Hamilton Avenue in San Jose. And the speaker is going to be Dennis Pereira, eBay's B2C product marketing manager. And his topic, of course, will be
the Seller Hub. He's been on the show.
Yeah. So this is a good one. And then on the 26th, next week, Monday, from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Outback Steakhouse, 1509 North Central Expressway in Plano, Texas, is the Dallas eBabes and Emails Meetup. They're going to talk about product sourcing with WorthPoint.
Oh, great.
And then, let me see what's going on the next month, which is November. God, Griff, where is the time going?
Well, it goes. That's what we know.
It really goes. Well, I have for next month already, on the 11th.
Yeah.
Raleigh, North Carolina, fairly new one.
Oh, yeah.
It's Raleigh e-commerce and eBay sellers group meetup. Bring your biggest challenge, they're saying. And it's Wednesday, 11/11/2015 from 6 to 8 p.m. Panera Bread, 6201 Glenwood Avenue in Raleigh, North Carolina. So that should be a good one. And then on the 19th, the Brisbane eBay sellers meetup group. They're going to talk about outsourcing, the secret to growing your business on eBay fast. I'd like to be in on that one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it the same thing here. It's maybe getting somebody to do some of the work. Mm. I know that's bad, but I'm thinking about it.
Well,
so we'll see.
That's called business, babe.
Yeah, I have so much stuff, Griff, to list.
You're a busy woman.
I know I am. And so event dates, 11/19/2015 from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., the Brisbane eBay Sellers Meetup Group. Outsourcing the secret to growing your business on eBay fast.
Don't you have some senior citizens friends in your mobile home park that don't have nothing to do? Don't have nothing to do. What am I wearing? Can't double negatives?
You know, it depends. Some of them don't use computers. See, John and I are youngsters.
Yeah, this would be exciting for them. You can teach them how to use a computer and
Chips fall where they may. Yeah, okay. I don't know, Griff.
You could put them to work. It's enterprise.
So there's one more, and this is kind of fun. It's the this is on, let me see what date this is on, the 19th of next month.
Of November.
Okay, listen to this one.
All right.
Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group. Subject, ugly Christmas sweater holiday party.
Oh, that's still a thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And they sell on eBay, by the way.
Ugly
Everybody
Christmas
that's going to that party needs an ugly Christmas sweater. Think about that. When you have an ugly Christmas party, you need to buy them on eBay. It's at the Eden Park Restaurant, 245 East Waterfront Drive in Homestead, Pennsylvania. Of course, our friend Tom Sutton is the organizer, and it's from 7 to 10 p.m.
Haven't they gotten really expensive now, though? I mean, now that everyone knows about them.
The ugly
Christmas sweaters.
Let me put ugly Christmas sweaters.
You know, for me, they're too real.
Into eBay and see what happens. Oh, my God.
A lot of them, huh?
Some of them are ugly.
What are the prices? Yeah,
12,937
ugly
listings.
Yeah. That's a whole lot of ugly.
Well, there's some for $9.99, but they're not exact. Oh, here's a really ugly Christmas sweater for only $7.99.
Only?
$8.99. Oh, here's one that's got Santa Claus all over it for $9.99. They're not bad.
Really?
They're cheapy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, this one's for me.
What is it?
She even calls it Tacky Ugly Christmas Sweater. It lights up.
It's been named after you.
It's got a big wreath in the front with Rudolph in the middle with a red nose, but the wreath around it all lights up.
Oh, the mind boggles.
So there are a lot of them. Yeah. There are a lot of them.
Well, there you go. So there's your start.
Well, right Griff, there. Have you enjoyed your trip to San Diego? It was so fast.
We had such fun last night, and today was great, and I don't want to go home, but I'll see you again soon.
Okay, honey.
This segment was brought to you by Rhodey. Join us for Ask Griff and Lee at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Thursdays, and we'll be live this Thursday. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing, Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
As an eBay seller, I'm on call 24/7, listing, shipping, and providing five-star customer service. That includes responding ASAP to buyers' emails, but I can't be online all the time. Then I discovered Reply Manager. In addition to managing my inbound messages, their smart autoresponder lets customers know when they'll hear from me in person, and it all goes through eBay's My Messages. I set it to reply to customers during the hours I'm offline, like weekends or after hours. Their email still shows as unread, so I can find it easily once I'm back online. Reply Manager's smart autoresponder can even be topic-specific, for example, questions about returns. I can set up auto-responses for international buyers, too. Thanks to Reply Manager's smart autoresponder, I can communicate with customers while I'm busy eating, sleeping, or just having a life. Try it free at ReplyManager.com.
Hey, you.
Hey, who are you?
I'm your package. I thought you wanted me out of here in one day.
Well, I do, but...
What's the hesitation? I've got friends who've reached their forever home already, and here I still sit. What's with that? Haven't you heard about Indicia?
I'm losing it here. I'm talking to a package.
If you had Indicia, we wouldn't be having this conversation. They take care of all the details, order and mailing information, imported directly from eBay, tracking discounts on qualified postage rates, customized USPS labels, and get this, it's all automated.
Okay, Mr. Smart Package, what else?
Well, since you asked, you can print your own logo or message on the shipping label. Make it look nice for the customer. And they've got a 30-day free trial for all this at Indicia. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
So you can get to your forever home in style.
You got it. Check them out right now. Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to campaigngo.com.